In August 2014, the California Department of Public Health and CDC became aware of unusual gram-negative bloodstream infections among hemodialysis outpatients at two Company A clinics in Northern California, which I'll call Clinics 1 and 2. Infections were caused by waterborne bacteria for Caldaria sepatia and Stenotrophomonas maltophilia. These sepatia and S. maltophilia infections in humans are rare, but when they do occur, are typically in healthcare settings among immunocompromised patients. Previous dialysis outbreaks have been linked to contaminated disinfectants and dialyzer reuse and reprocessing. Reusable dialyzers are assigned to a single patient only and must be reprocessed between each use, a multi-step procedure that involves rinsing and disinfection. Some reusable dialyzers have headers, which are these blue end caps in the photograph, that are removable, whereas others have sealed headers. The objectives of our investigation were to determine the extent of the outbreak, assess risk factors for infection, and recommend control measures. A case with a blood culture positive for B. sepatia or S. maltophilia collected from September 1st, 2013 to September 30th, 2014 from a patient who received hemodialysis at any Company A clinic within 1 week prior to their positive blood culture. To find cases, we asked the company to query microbiology records and electronic medical records across all 50 of their hemodialysis clinics. We also asked local hospitals frequently caring for patients from clinics 1 and 2 to query their microbiology records. We conducted a 3-to-1 matched case control study, selecting controls matched on dialysis clinic and date of dialysis session. We also evaluated infection control practices and conducted environmental sampling at 6 Northern California clinics. In total, 17 cases were identified at 5 clinics. The median age of case patients was 59 years, and 65% were male. 8 case patients were hospitalized, and 9 died. This epidemic curve shows in blue the 9 B. sepatia cases, and in pink the 8 S. maltophilia cases. 8 cases outlined in white were identified at clinic 1, and 6 cases outlined in yellow were identified at clinic 2. While a higher percentage of case patients were on reusable dialyzers compared with control subjects, this difference was not statistically significant. When the number of dialyzer reuses was examined on a continuous scale, each additional reuse increased the odds of infection by 7%. Among all cases and controls, the median number of dialyzer reuses was 6. Patients who exceeded 6 reuses on their dialyzers had 7.03 times higher odds of infection than those who did not. And patients using brand R dialyzers, a reusable dialyzer with sealed headers, had 22.87 times higher odds of infection than those on other types of dialyzers. During our clinic visits, we found that dialyzer reprocessing procedures were not standardized. Dialyzers with sealed headers were difficult to rinse due to their small openings. And for dialyzers with removable headers, the headers and O-rings were frequently left floating on top of disinfectant rather than fully submerged. Across the 6 clinics visited, we obtained 7 environmental isolates, including both organisms, from purified water and dialyzer reprocessing equipment. At clinic 1, B. sepatia patient and environmental isolates were indistinguishable by pulsed field gel electrophoresis. In summary, frequent dialyzer reuse, as well as use of brand R dialyzers with sealed headers, were associated with bloodstream infections. We observed opportunities for dialyzer contamination during reprocessing, and both organisms were recovered from the environment, and there was a PFGD match to a patient isolate at 1 clinic. We did did provide some infection control recommendations, including standardizing the processing procedures and completely disinfecting dialyzer parts. And we urged the company to consider abandoning dialyzer reuse, and they have adopted our recommendations and will be phasing out reuse by the end of 2015. Thank you.